What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about a narcissistic person, toxic person's biggest weakness. What is a narcissist's greatest weakness? Ooh, I know y'all gonna be like, oh, Lee, thank you. We've been waiting on this episode. Give us the ammunition to take down those narcissists in our life, or do this, do that, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But it might not come as a surprise to you. And this is all from my own personal perspective, y'all. This is the self-aware narcissist perspective. This is not me just, you know, this is not anything that, you know, anybody else would say. This is just me, the self-aware narcissist, telling you what a narcissistic person's biggest weakness is based on my own personal experience. And it might not surprise you that a narcissist's biggest weakness, drum roll, is themselves. Is ourselves, is our own mind. Our own mind is our biggest weakness. I know people are going to say, well, like, well, Lee, I thought the biggest weakness for a narcissist is a dark empath, or empath that, you know, an educated empath, something with empath in it. Insert adjective followed by the word empath. You know, dark empath, you know, Hakoya empath, super empath. A lot of different types of empaths, y'all. Empaths seem like they're mutating, like the X-Men or something like that. It's always something. But seriously, the narcissistic person's biggest weakness is themselves, y'all. A lot of times, narcissistic people tend to shoot themselves in the foot, tend to self-sabotage and destroy, you know, our own lives just for the hell of it sometimes. Because a lot of times, like, if you see a narcissist, whatever, having a good relationship, like, that narcissistic person is having a good relationship, everything's going just fine and dandy, that person fits all the criteria that they're looking for, you know what I mean, the relationship is perfect, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the narcissistic person goes out and cheats, or just breaks up with them, or leaves them for someone else that doesn't fit them as good. Why do they do this? Because a lot of times, the narcissistic person, like, we feel like we don't deserve it. We feel like we don't deserve this good relationship. Why are we here? We feel like we don't deserve this good job. We feel like we don't deserve this, in my case, my social media following, or the stuff that I have in my life right now. I don't deserve this good family dynamic. I still struggle with that today. So my own mind tends to be weaponized against me, because the dark intrusive thoughts take over in a, they self-sabotage me, and I will do crazy stuff out of nowhere, be super impulsive, do something out of nowhere to ruin whatever I had going on in that moment. It would be happening on a continuous basis, not just a one-off type of thing. It would be happening, like, on a very, very continuous basis. Like, it just keeps happening. And you probably understand this dynamic as well. When things are going good with the person in your life, the narcissistic person in your life, all of a sudden they'll do something super impulsive. They'll do something super erratic and just blow everything up. You're like, what in the world? And guess what happens? You'll blame yourself. And because one reason that you blame yourself, because that the toxic person in your life is telling you it's your fault. They're looking at you, telling you that, hey, this is your fault that this is happening. I only get this way with you. You ruined what I had going on. You made me start smoking. You made me start drinking. You made me quit my job. You made me do this because you add so much stress into my life. They'll blame you for a lot of the situations that are going on. They'll blame you for self-destructing their own lives. So narcissistic person's biggest strength, you would think their biggest strength is themselves, because, you know, a lot of narcissistic people tend to be cocky, conceited, you know, super egotistical people. But the biggest weakness is themselves, y'all. Their ego is super fragile. The ego is big. You know, it's like a big sheet of glass, a big pane of glass, a big glass window. That glass window looks big. It's 17 feet high. You know what I mean? It looks just like, dang, that glass is so big. It's like, that glass is big. It's so structurally sound as well. And then it takes a small pebble to break it. You see what I'm saying? A small pebble thrown with enough force will break that huge window. That 17, 35-foot window can be broken with a small pebble. Do you see what I'm saying? You see the dynamic. You see the comparison. It doesn't take much. The narcissistic person's ego is really, really big, but it's so fragile that a small pebble can destroy it. A small insult, a small joke, a small criticism, some constructive criticism can destroy their ego, can break their ego down because it's so fragile, y'all. Sometimes we come off as these loud, overt, boisterous, you know, I got to rule the room type of person, but can't, you know, dish out all the jokes, talk all the junk, this can dish it, but can't take it vibes. You know, major, I can dish it, but I can't take it vibes. Because the narcissist's biggest weakness is their selves, is their own mind. It's silence, it's quiet, it's being alone with our thoughts. Because the thoughts, I wrote this in my Facebook so long ago, y'all, and I just deleted it, I think, last year. It said, when I'm alone with my thoughts, they become my enemies. Like, my mind would start attacking me. Like, literally, when I'm alone with my thoughts, they become my enemies, and I would act on it. I would act on the negative thoughts. I would act on the intrusive thoughts. I would act on the dark thoughts. I would act on all of that stuff, and it would damn near ruin my life, y'all. I still have those thoughts now. My mind still attacks me right now, but therapy helps me. Like, it's like a war going on inside of my mind, and I think a lot of other narcissists would say the same thing. It's like a war going on inside of my mind, and therapy helps me build an army to fight against it. Therapy helps me build an army to fight against my greatest weakness, which is the battle within myself, the narcissistic part of me. The narcissistic side is their greatest weakness, y'all. Our own mind is our greatest weakness. It would seem like it would be our greatest strength because it can propel us to success. You know, we can be successful people, but we are the type of person that will be unhappy with the success that our mind propels us to, because the narcissistic part of us, it can make us major, it can make us super ambitious and super goal oriented and things like that. And we can hit those goals. We can be super ambitious and hit those goals. And when we get those goals, we're still not happy. Oh, I made $1 million. Still not happy. Oh, I got the nicest car. Still not happy. Oh, I got a wife and kids, husband and kids. Still not happy. I got my dream job. Still not happy. You see what I'm saying? The narcissistic part of us propels us forward and whatnot, and it keeps us moving. But it's like I said again, it also starts to attack us from the inside out. It starts to attack us and, you know, drive us kind of crazy. That's the way it happens, y'all. It attacks us. It makes us do these things. It makes us, like, blow up our own lives, blow up our own situations. You see this a lot of times with celebrity narcissists. They seem like everything is going good in their life. You've seen that they get this outward image of things going very well in their life, and all of a sudden they'll blow it up. One of the good examples you see of this is, you know, I'm not saying Kanye West is a narcissist, but he has narcissistic tendencies, narcissistic traits. You see things are going well, think things are going well in his life. All of a sudden, boom, you know, he's just going on a rant on Twitter. Boom, he's sharing stuff about Elon Musk, talking junk about Elon. Boom, he just blows things up. And I know you're people gonna say, well, he's not narcissistic, he's bipolar. I understand the dynamic, y'all, but you see how things get quiet. Like, right now, he's in the quiet stage. He's not doing anything. You don't hear about him right now. The thing you hear about Kanye West right now is that he's apparently missing. But again, it's like the quiet part, and then boom, something happens. You know, they self-destruct, y'all. It's only a matter of time. It's like doop, 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 doop. You know, it's like a countdown clock, the self-destruction, because it comes, y'all. Our greatest asset and our greatest weakness is the same thing, our own minds that attacks us, that puts us down, you know? It does. And like I said, therapy helps me build more soldiers in my mind to fight the battle against the narcissistic side of me that makes me feel weak, that makes me feel out of control, that makes me feel, you know, the ego is big. It has this super fragile ego, y'all. So if somebody asks you what a narcissist's biggest weakness is, it's not an educated empath. It's not a dark empath. It's not a flying empath. It's nothing. None of the sort, y'all. It's the narcissist's mind themselves, you know, their own minds, which causes them to be super impulsive and things like that. Like I said, sometimes the best way to defeat a narcissist is to let them defeat themselves. They keep harassing you, calling you, and then you call the police on them, get them locked up. You get a restraining order on them. They defeat themselves, you know? Sometimes you don't even have to do anything, and they defeat themselves. So the power is in your hands. You just have to understand that the power is actually in your hands, you know? Sometimes it's best to go, when you go no contact with them, they defeat themselves, they out themselves, they talk junk to you, they can't help it. When you go no contact and you hurt their feelings by breaking up with them and going no contact, they'll talk junk to you. They'll say how they really feel about you, and then they might can help you heal, you know? But anyway, y'all, let me have a hop off this thing. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode about the narcissist's greatest weakness from my own personal perspective, because it's self-defeating nature, the intrusive thoughts, the narcissistic side of us is our greatest weakness. Anyways, y'all, I'm still doing my one-on-ones. over Zoom. If y'all interested in those, the link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. I'm doing less of those now this year. I have some other stuff coming out. I'm writing my book, and I have a self-love journal coming out here pretty soon, so stay tuned for that as well. Thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. Like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5-star to me, y'all. I really truly appreciate that, because you know, the last time people decided they didn't like my stuff, but I'm super appreciative of every single person that's left a good review for me. I really, really am. You know, 473 reviews. Thank y'all so much, MT Bada, Jay Keedham, Christina MP. Thank y'all so much, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.